KOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good morning. The time is now 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Eagles and Chiefs go to Super Bowl 59.
A minute 35 to go in the game. Chiefs lead 32-29. Long count. Chiefs are going to throw it. They throw it in the left. Flat cut. It's Samaje Perine at the 30. First down. And up the left sideline. I love you, Samaje Perine.
That from 96.5, The Fan. In Kansas City, the Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 32-29. Earlier, the Eagles in Philly beat the Washington Commanders 55-23. On this diplomatic flap, a White House statement says Colombia has agreed to all of President Trump's terms on accepting deported undocumented Colombians on U.S. military flights. A statement from Colombia's foreign minister says Colombia's president has ordered his presidential plane to pick up the deportees. They will not be on U.S. military planes, and that the Colombians must be treated with dignity and respect for their rights. This is ABC News. Wall Street stock markets reopened Monday after 2 weeks of advances for the major indexes. We might get more info on how much borrowing will cost from the Federal Reserve chiefs, as ABC's Michelle Franzen.
The board will announce its next interest rate decision on Wednesday at the end of a two-day meeting. Economists expect the Fed to hold interest rates steady. If that's the case, it'll be the first Fed meeting since September that the central bank decided not to cut rates.
Those rates the Fed charges banks can affect mortgages, auto loans, and other consumer borrowing. Explaining the attraction between Donald Trump and Elon Musk on ABC's This Week, Walter Isaacson, who wrote a book on the Tesla and SpaceX founder.
In weird ways, attracted to the power of Trump, the larger-than-life quality of Trump.
And?
Trump, I think, loves billionaires and loves people who are kind of on the edge and crazy.
Walter Isaacson, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, a high of 40 degrees, partly cloudy, mild with blustery winds. Also, those could be between 15 and 30 miles per hour for today. Tonight, a small chance of sprinkles or flurries and a low of 20. Tuesday, partly cloudy, windy and mild, a high of 43. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 27. Wednesday, partly cloudy and somewhat cooler, a high of 35. By Thursday, sunny and unusually warm for late January and a high of 48 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 30 degrees, we have a wind around 1 mile per hour after a low of 12 early this morning. Right now, we're at 14 degrees. Today is Monday, January 27th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
everybody knows, got beat up on his way home from school. Caught him running out the back, tears in his eyes and a baseball bat. Ooh, revenge. He said, son, I won't stop you, but before you go, let me tell you a little story about the toughest man I know. They hit him and he just turned the other cheek. Don't think for a minute he was weak. 'Cause in the end, he showed them he was anything but frail. They hammered him to a cross, but he was tougher than nails. Well, he dropped that bat like it weighed a ton. Father put his arms around the son and said, just let it go. Believe me, I've been in your shoes, had to ask myself, what would Jesus do? And here's what I know. Whenever I'm in doubt, I look up what he said. It's all there in the good book, in black and white and red. Hit him and he just turned the other cheek. Don't think for a minute he was weak. 'Cause in the end he showed them he was anything but frail. They hammered him to a cross, but he was tougher than nails. Yeah, in the end, he showed them he was anything but afraid. They hammered him to a cross, but he was tougher than nails. Tougher than nails.
We start the day in a positive way. Joe Diffie and Tougher Than Nails. Before that, Maggie Rose and our national anthem. Good morning, kids. Phil Lee with you. It's great to be with you today, Monday, January 27th. We're on the downhill side of January. February coming in later on, well, this weekend. And the old groundhog about a week or so away. We'll see whether he sees his shadow or not. We're certainly getting off with a pretty mild winter overall, and I surely shouldn't say that. Probably jinx it. I don't know. But even if we do have lots of winter the next couple of months or so, it's still shortened by what we've had so far. So anyway, good to have you along today for the old Light in the Milk House show. It was a nice 30 yesterday, but it's going to be even better today. 40 degrees a little bit later on this week. We could be even near 50. So we'll get teased anyway about spring. Hopefully it wasn't a lonely weekend for you. Here's Charlie Rich.
Well, I'll make it all right.
We'll make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night.
Oh, those
lonely weekends. Since you left me.
Since you left me.
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Said you'd be
ooh,
good to me.
Ooh, wow, wow.
Said our love
ooh, wow,
would never die.
Ooh, wow, wow.
Said you'd be
ooh, wow,
good to me.
Ooh, wow, wow.
But baby, you didn't even try. Well, I'll make it all right.
Well, I'll make it all right.
From morning for Friday night. Oh, lonely. Oh, lonely week. Oh, lonely week.
That is Earl Thomas Conley on the Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 14 degrees. A reminder today, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be holding a distribution today. The drive-through pantry starts at 4 with no registration required. Social distancing will be practiced. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. There will be no entry to the church. And the Hildebrand Memorial Library of Trustees meeting will be held tonight at 6 in the Hildebrand Library Club Room. Those reminders from Community Calendar today. Here's the old singing ranger, Hank Snow.
In the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right, long as I'm with you. In a faraway land, on the tropic sea sand, if your hands in mine, I won't be blue.
darling, if you were there. And I could be rich or I could be poor, but if you were by my side, I could be any place in this whole wide world, and I know I'd be satisfied.
Way up on the mountain, way down in the valley, I know I'll be happy any place, anywhere. I don't care, in the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right.
Snow arriving in the misty moonlight on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. We'll update you on sports coming up, and don't fear, the aerobic percolating is near. Just stay tuned. We're at 14 degrees right now.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, the black crossbred bull calves sold up to $950, with the Holstein bull calves up to $625. Slaughter cows were lower due to the quality and condition of the cows being offered for sale. A young white-faced breeding bull sold for $1,550, with crossbred bulls 5 to 700 pounds, 195 to 215. At next Wednesday sale, we'll be offering 7 150-200 pound started Jersey bull calves that are already off milk. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, February 7th. Early consignments include 35 high-quality white-faced heifers and steer calves, 15 to 20 shorthorn limousine crossbred steers and heifers, and 15 high-quality black heifers and steer calves. These cattle are 550 to 700 pounds, vaccinated and weaned. If you have feeder cattle to sell, contact Darren Colton or Jim. Did you get your cattle on our sales list? With the fat cattle continuing to be very active, the feeder cattle market is very strong. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has the buyers to get you a good competitive price for your livestock.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Calling all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
520 the time, 13 degrees here at WRCO. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. John Tanjay scored 27, number 18, Wisconsin, never trailed, while trouncing Nebraska yesterday, 83-55, handing the Cornhuskers their sixth consecutive loss. Wisconsin 16-4 and 6-3 in the Big Ten, bounced back from a loss at UCLA that snapped a seven-game winning streak. Grace Krakowski scored 17. Mallory Heyer posted a double-double. And number 23 Minnesota pulled away in the second half to beat Wisconsin in women's basketball. 71-50, the final score. Just one game yesterday in the NBA. Oklahoma City over Portland, 118-108. From the NHL, Colorado 5-4 over the Rangers. It was Ottawa 3, Utah 1. Winnipeg beat Calgary 5-2. Minnesota 4-2 over Chicago. And Vegas beat Florida 4-1. And in the NFL playoffs, Saquon Barkley dashed 60 yards for a touchdown on Philadelphia's first play and finished with 118 yards and three scores. Jalen Hurts rushed for three touchdowns, and the Eagles soared into the Super Bowl with a 55-23 win over the Washington Commanders on Sunday. Patrick Mahomes accounted for three touchdowns, and the Kansas City defense made big stops at key moments to help the Chiefs beat the Bills 32-29 on Sunday night and reached the Super Bowl for the third consecutive season. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Hopefully you had a great weekend. I did. You know, got to stretch out a little bit because the aerobic polka workout is now a polka service of WRCO Radio. Here we go. Howie Sturtz in the band and the Barbara Polka right there. Good for What Ails You on a Monday.
Stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call, but don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rewrite down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not. Say the race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
We're headed toward 40 today with the possibility of a few blustery winds along the way. Right now, east to southeast winds are at 4 miles per hour, and it is 12 degrees on the positive side of zero.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
U.S. cattle placements fell during December. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The USDA says 1.6 million cattle entered U.S. feedlots last month. That's a 3% decline on the year. That was below the range of pre-report expectations, reflecting the small size of the cowherd and the more aggressive placements from earlier in the year. December marketings of 1.7 million head were 1% higher as producers tried to take advantage of cattle price strength, while the total number of cattle on feed in the U.S. at the start of the year was 11.8 million head, down 1% from a year ago. The American Farm Bureau Convention is underway in San Antonio. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp is there.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing says as members gather in Texas, there will be many challenges to discuss.
Just the uncertainty of the farm economy right now and commodity prices, issues around trade, as well as Farm Bill. Of course, we weren't excited about the first extension. We're really not excited about the next extension.
He tells Brownfield Congress will be busy working on tax policy.
But at the end of the day, they need the certainty of a new Farm Bill, freshened up numbers to reflect those inflationary and input prices really have increased since the last time we've had that Farm Bill freshened up. So that's what we're going to go for.
From San Antonio, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The senior U.S. senator from Illinois is concerned President Trump's policies on immigration could impact farm labor availability. During Ag Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins' confirmation hearing Thursday, Dick Durbin said farmers in his state tell him they rely on an immigrant workforce.
Turns out that 40% of the farm workers in this country are undocumented. And you know what that means. They're vulnerable to being deported. And if they're deported, what are the farmers going to do? For a lot of them and for a lot of different industries, immigration is critical.
Rollins told the Senate Ag Committee she's committed to President Trump's agenda, but also committed to defending America's farmers and ranchers.
Having both of those, which you may argue is in conflict, my job is to work with, if confirmed, the Secretary of Labor, Lori Chavez Dreamer, on the H-2A program, to also work with all of you to reform and perhaps modernize that H-2A program.
As she says, if confirmed, she'll do her part to make sure the president understands the role migrant workers play in the ag industry. A professor at the University of Illinois says a drier growing season has not impacted Brazil's corn and soybean crops. Joanna Calusi says she's expecting record yields.
The soybean crop is forecast to hit a record 13% increase from last year. The total corn crop is expected to reach a 3% increase.
During a recent University of Illinois webinar, she said the country has ramped up production but is now facing export challenges. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
A big week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the week lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade had a really solid week of business. Dress deals in the north were marked at $328 to $330. That's $6 to $8 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. In Nebraska, live deals in the north were at $210 to $212, also $6 to $8 higher than the previous week's business. Live deals in the south early in the week were at $201 to $202, steady to a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages, but business late in the day Friday in Kansas was marked at $208, well above the previous week's business. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers were $2 to $12 higher, except steers 550 to 650 pounds. Those were $2 to $9 lower. Steers over 800 pounds were $2 to $5 lower. Heifers were $3 to $8 higher, with instances of $20 higher on replacement heifers and flyweights. The USDA says demand was good on a nice offering. The market was active. with several buyers both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steers 700 to 728 pounds brought $302 to $311. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offering. Choice down 304 at $327.92. Select was 92 cents lower at $316.29. Estimated cattle slaughter was 111,000 head, down 3,000 on the weekend, down nearly 10,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Processors likely had needed numbers on hand Friday and weren't pressured to move numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, and that's helping provide some price support overall. The industry, though, continues to monitor available supplies of market-ready hogs and those ongoing talks about tariffs. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed at $1.87 lower with a weighted average of 80.38. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 81.05 and a weighted average in the Western Corn Belt at 80.83. Pork values were weak, down 8 cents at 91.69. Butts, ribs, loins, and picnics were all lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, even on the week and up about 9,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were mostly sharply higher on the sharply higher cash business and ahead of those on feed numbers from the USDA. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Round Yield.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly a 210 to 212 live and 328 to 330 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are down with Argentina lowering export taxes. March beans were 9¾ lower at 10.55¾. May was down 9½ at 10.68¼. March corn was down 3¼ at 4.86½. May was 2¾ lower at 4.96½. Supported by that direct trade, February live cattle were up 367 at 204.77. April was 230 higher at 203.02. March feeders were up 250 at 276.57. And with that strength in cattle, February hogs were up 17 cents at 82.30. April lean was a dollar higher at 88.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business offering top-quality livestock. Every Tuesday morning at 8:30, they hold slaughter cattle sales featuring slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday, they present a special combination sale with Holstein and Angus Cross, along with beef, new crop calf, and yearling sale. It's an event not to be missed. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
How agriculture might fare in the new political environment. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. As Washington continues to organize, there's speculation about the direction ag policy will take. For example, trade. Here's political consultant Hunt Shipman.
It seems that Republicans have sort of lost their footing in the trade agenda in that respect, but hopefully the economic impacts that come from growing trade can be balanced with the administration's desire to make sure that we're treated fairly in foreign markets and hopefully leverage that.
Maybe more importantly, there could be a push to enact a real farm bill, not just extensions of the previous version. Historically, party lines have formed over the farm bill, Democrats pushing for the nutrition side and Republicans supporting the ag title. Shipman suggests the Republican majority in both the House and Senate could move the process along.
The line that Senator Bozeman has used, we need more farm in the farm bill, is certainly, I think, something that we'll see as his team rolls out their version of a farm bill, hopefully early this year. And we've certainly got new Democrats on the top committee positions in both the House and the Senate, which will be interesting to see how much they deviate from their predecessors' positions as we look at a farm bill going forward.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Milk production was down in December and cheese storage was up a little. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service reports natural cheese stocks for December went up 2% from November, but that's still 6% lower than December a year ago. Total natural cheese in storage December 31st totaled 1.35 billion pounds. That's up from 1.33 billion pounds in November, but down from 1.44 billion pounds a year ago. Butter stocks were higher on the month and the year, with supplies 4% higher than November and 11% higher than December of 2023. As of the end of December, there were 222.3 million pounds of butter in warehouses, up from 213.6 million pounds the previous month and 199.5 million pounds a year ago. U.S. milk production was down slightly in December. The 24 major producing states had 18 billion pounds, down 0.4% from December of 2023. Fourth quarter production overall was down 0.1% at 55.5 billion pounds. The number of milk cows in the 24 major dairy states, 8.91 million head. That's up 17,000 from a year ago, but 8,000 fewer head than November of 2024. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry away down 0.25 cents to 69 and 3/4, 3 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1 1/4 cents, 183 and a quarter with 5 sales. Cheese barrels unchanged at 182 with 1 sale. Butter up 1 3/4 cents to 253 with 3 sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cent to 134 and 3/4 with 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Be sure and check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins, mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy and mild conditions and blustery winds, a high of 40, west winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour today and gusty, a few sprinkles or flurries early tonight, and a low of 20. Right now, east to southeast winds are at 5 miles per hour, and currently in Richland Center, it is 12 degrees, our overnight low. This is Light the Milk Cow Show, 15 away from 6. This is Jerry Lee Lewis.
It's late and she's waiting And I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song. And someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made.
Same old, same old.
Ricky Skaggs and that same old love. Phil Nee with you on a Monday morning, the 27th of January. We'll get Tony out of bed for an update on weather in just a little bit here today. As we head toward low 40s today, you can't ask for much warmer, better weather than this for the end of January. But we'll see how it goes. We're always kind of apprehensive as we look about February and March. Sometimes that's when we get our winter, you know? Here is Elvis Presley.
I forgot to remember to forget her. I can't seem to get her off my mind. I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time. The day she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where I But something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely I forgot to remember to forget. She went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where I've met. Well, but something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely I forgot to remember again.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Dreaming of owning a home in a rural or suburban area? A USDA loan could make it happen with no down payment required. Backed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA loans offer affordable financing with low interest rates to help families buy homes in eligible areas. You don't need perfect credit or a big savings account, just the desire to make your dream home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. Let's turn your dream into an address. The Schultz Mortgage Team.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, temperatures will be quite a bit warmer this week than they have been the past couple of weeks. It's certainly looking a little more like late winter or early spring than January, with several days getting into the 40s at least. There's even an outside chance of touching 50 in some spots later this week. We're going to see a series of weather systems slide from southern Canada down through the central Great Lakes the next couple of days. The main impact for us here locally will bring some cloud cover and gusty winds. There could also be just a few sprinkles or flurries out there late today with a weak front dropping through. The better chance of snow tomorrow will stay in north and east central Wisconsin, where up to an inch or so would be possible. We are expecting dry weather Wednesday through Friday for the most part, although by Friday, a new weather system sliding south of Wisconsin brings a slight chance of some showers of rain or snow to our area, the better chance of staying in parts of Iowa and Illinois. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild with gusty winds. The high temperature near 40 degrees, west wind 15 to 30 miles an hour and gusty. Small chance of sprinkles or flurries early tonight, then partly cloudy and breezy, low at 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy and mild, high 43. Southwest to west wind 15 to 30 and gusty. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and breezy, low 27. Wednesday, partly cloudy and somewhat cooler with highs in the mid-30s. Heading into Thursday, sunny and unusually warm for late January, low 18 degrees with highs at least in the upper 40s. Friday, increasing clouds, slight chance of drizzle and flurries by late afternoon, low 27 with a high of 43. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of light snow or flurries in the morning, then partly cloudy, high temperature 36. A good chance of snow on Sunday, some accumulation, highs in the mid-30s. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
14 degrees with partly cloudy skies today, a high of 30 yesterday, record high 57 in 2002, record low 24 below zero in the year of 1988. Last year's high was 40 and the low 33. Sunset will occur at 7 minutes after 5 this afternoon, following the morning sunrise of 7:22. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.86. No precipitation today. Again, it is partly cloudy. We've actually been down as low as 12 and as warm as 17 in the early morning hours. Right now it is 14 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 from ABC is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Diplomacy through social media ended with Colombia backing off of a stance amid trade threats from President Trump.
President Trump had threatened steep tariffs on imports after Colombia's president blocked two U.S. military planes from landing. In a statement last night, the White House saying the government of Colombia has agreed to all